Is that better? Marvellous. Sounds very echoey now to me here. I can't get dressed. Right. Now, good morning, everybody. Does anybody know who this is? Fantastic! It's Mr. Forgetful. Brilliant. Well, he and I are very great friends. We get along just fine because we're both... He forgets everything, and so do I. Yeah, he forgets his own breakfast, doesn't he? He forgets to get the toast out of the toaster every morning, and he has to eat burnt toast. If you ask him to go and post a letter for you, he does, but he forgets to put a stamp on it. Oh, and if you ask him to give a message to somebody, your dinner's in the oven, they won't get the message because Mr. Forgetful forgets. And maybe you know somebody like that, because I know I do. And Mr. Forgetful and I, we have to work really, really hard at remembering. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to learn to be better at, is to remember. Now, are you good at remembering things? Are you good at remembering? Well, do you think you could remember to do something for me this morning? Do you think if I said to you, what must we do so we don't forget, you could all reply, we must remember? Do you think you could try? What must we do so that we don't forget? Well, I didn't hear that. What must we do so we don't forget?
We must remember.
Oh, that's getting better. Thank you. Now, some things are really important to remember, and other things maybe aren't. Now, let's see what you reckon. Is it important to remember to feed your pets?
Yes.
I think yes. I think yes would be a good answer. Yeah, otherwise they'd get really hungry. Is it important to remember what you had to eat 2 weeks ago?
No.
No. Is it important to remember what was on television last month?
No.
No. Is it important to remember Mummy's birthday?
Yes.
Yes, actually. Yes. That is very important. Now, what must we do so we don't forget? Thank you. Now, sometimes we need things to help us remember, don't we? I often write notes everywhere because that helps me remember. And I have a diary where I write things in, and that helps me remember sometimes. Or maybe you have a hanky with a knot tied in it, and maybe that helps you remember. A string on your finger. I did this to remind me to come to church this morning, so that worked, didn't it? So sometimes we need things to help us remember. What must we do so that we don't forget?
We must
remember. Brilliant. Now sometimes it's not just you that has to remember something, or not even your family. Sometimes it's lots and lots and lots of people, like friends, but sometimes it's the whole country. And today, our whole country is remembering something very special. What are we remembering? It's Remembrance Sunday, isn't it? What are we remembering on Remembrance Sunday?
For the people who died in the war.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. We're remembering those who fought and died in the wars so that we can live in a free and peaceful country. Now, what do we have to help us remember that? Because, oh, I've lost it. Do we have to tie a knot in our handkerchief to help us remember? What do we have? We have poppies, don't we? We have poppies to help us remember our special Remembrance Day. What must we do so that we don't forget?
We must remember.
That's right. And in a few minutes, there's going to be a special service outside the library by the War Memorial when we will remember those people. Will say some special words. He'll say, at the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. And then there'll be a loud trumpet, and then we're very quiet for 2 minutes whilst we think about those people who died so that we can live in a free country. And we do that because it is a very important day for our country. What must we do so we don't forget?
Remember.
Brilliant. Well, in our reading this morning, which Explorers acted out so wonderfully, we heard about another Remembrance Day. It was a Remembrance Day that the Jewish people had. And every year, they celebrated that Remembrance Day. Now, they didn't celebrate it with poppies. They celebrated and remembered it with a meal. And what they were remembering was a... It's big, isn't it? Was a very special day called Passover. And that was a really important day to the Jewish people. And it happened hundreds and hundreds of years ago in a land called Egypt. All the Jewish people lived in Egypt, but they didn't want to be there. They wanted to go and live in Israel. But the king of the Egyptians, who knows what the king of the Egyptians was called? Pharaoh. Very good. Well, Pharaoh wouldn't let them leave. Every time the people said, please can we leave and go to Israel, Pharaoh would say, no. And he wouldn't let them go. And so God sent some horrible, horrible plagues on the Egyptians. Well, you can tell me later. I'm just going to tell you about the last one. Because the last one was the worst one of all. Because God said that on this one special night, he was going to kill all the oldest boys in every family. What an awful thing to happen. But God said that it wouldn't happen to the Jewish people if all the Jewish families got a lamb, a lovely, perfect lamb, but then they had to kill it. And on their houses, where they lived, they had to put the blood of the lamb around the doorway. And then they had to eat roast lamb and have it with some bread and some wine. And then they had to get ready to go on a long, long journey, because that was going to be the night when God would help them leave Egypt. And so that's exactly what happened. The Jewish people, they did kill their lambs. They did put the blood of the lamb around the door of their houses. And then they went inside and they ate the special meal of roast lamb with bread and wine. And then they got ready to leave. And that night God passed over the land of Egypt. And whenever he saw the blood on the door, he didn't kill the oldest boy in that family. And that was an amazing day, a day when God rescued his people from the land of Egypt, because they did what he said. He rescued them and enabled them to follow Moses, cross the Red Sea, across the desert, and eventually get to where they wanted to go to, in Israel. And even today, the Jewish people still remember this amazing day of Passover, because that was the day that God rescued them from Egypt. What must we do so we don't forget?
We must remember.
Brilliant. Now, we sometimes have special meals to remember things, don't we? What might you be remembering if you had a meal like that, Zach?
A birthday.
A birthday. Brilliant. What might you remember if you had a meal like that?
Dinner.
Christmas. Christmas. Yeah, it doesn't have any sprouts on it. I was hoping for a picture with sprouts. But turkey and sprouts, we remember Christmas, don't we? So sometimes we have special meals to remember things. What must we do so we don't forget? Good. Well, Jesus and his friends, we heard in our reading, were remembering this special day of Passover, weren't they? They were sitting down and having the special meal of roast lamb with bread and wine. But then suddenly in that meal, Jesus says the most amazing thing. Jesus says, instead of remembering the rescue from Egypt, from now on, I want you to remember me. I want you to think about me. Jesus told his friends that they should think about him, not about Egypt at all. That would be like saying to you that when it's your birthday party and everybody comes round for your birthday party, they're all going to think about somebody else instead. That would be really, really odd, wouldn't it? But that's what Jesus said. Instead of remembering Egypt, you should remember me. And that's because Jesus knew that the very next day he would die. He would die on the cross. And Jesus wanted to help his friends remember that it was all going to be part of God's plan. Jesus knew that this was going to be God's plan, that he should die. And Jesus knew that it was going to be a rescue plan, much, much bigger than rescuing the Jews from Egypt to go to Israel. This was going to be God's rescue plan for the whole world from their sins when Jesus died on the cross. This was an amazing rescue plan, and that's why Jesus wanted us and everybody to remember it. And Jesus told his friends that they should remember and have that meal to remember him. And so even today, Christians, we have this meal. We call it communion, and we're going to have it together in a few minutes in our service, when we'll have a little piece of bread and a little bit of wine to remember Jesus dying on the cross. Because we remember that Jesus was like the Lamb. He was perfect like the Lamb. We remember that he was killed like the Lamb when he died on the cross. We remember that Jesus' body was broken like the bread when he died on the cross. And we remember that Jesus shed blood. He bled when he died on the cross, when we drink the wine. And that's why we have this special meal regularly, to remember the amazing rescue that Jesus did for us, so that we can be his friends by dying on the cross. And there was one other thing that Jesus said when he broke the bread and shared out the wine. He said, "Thank you." And that's what we're going to do now together. We're going to say thank you as we say a prayer. So let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he died on the cross for us, to rescue us. Please help us always to remember that. Amen. What must we do so we don't forget?
We must remember.
Thank you.